Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
It's one down and two to go for the Patriots' trip through the AFC East. It's on to the Meadowlands for a date with the Jets. Now, you got to start off here. Anytime you're talking about a game with New York, you know how they want to play. You know how they played the first time when they met right here on a Thursday night. They want to run the football. They want to control the clock. This shouldn't be a problem for the Patriots because they've been so good stopping the run, especially over the last couple of weeks. This is an area of strength, I think, now for the Patriots defense. You have Vince Wilfork. You also have Silver Salinga inside. This is an area I think the Patriots can make sure that New York isn't able to play the game they want to. You know they want to run Chris Ivory. You know they want to run Chris Johnson. You can't allow them to do it. You can't allow Tom Brady to sit on the sideline. I don't think the Patriots will let them. On the other side of the ball, there are a few teams that have done more damage to the Patriots over the years than the Jets have defensively. The problem is for New York, they just don't have the secondary to do it this time around. And I think this is a good opportunity for the Patriots to get back on track a little bit, get the struggles of the last few weeks out of their system as they head to the playoffs. You do that by using a balanced attack. You want to run the football a little bit more, even though I think the Jets are a good, solid run defense. And it's that front seven that you're concerned with. And the offensive line for the Patriots has to be a little bit better. Give Tom Brady some time. You don't want to get into any trouble. You don't want to get into any long yardage situations. Keep Brady protected. You should be able to find some open receivers. Again, we say this every week. No one has an answer for Gronk, and the Jets certainly aren't one that does. Before I move on to the prediction here, I do want to throw some intangible qualities out there that I think could have an impact. Rex Ryan, we all know the situation here. More than likely, his last game as Jets head coach against New England, he's going to throw everything he can at the Patriots. He's a guy that's a game plan oriented coach. I would expect to see some Percy Harvin in this game. If he's healthy enough to go, you can use him in a variety of different ways, maybe some trick plays on special teams. Be ready for anything in this game. They're playing hard for Rex. Rex has a lot of respect for Belichick. He'd love nothing better than to try to knock him out of that first seed overall in the AFC. So be on the alert here. And you know what? I like the Jets' chances in this game. No, I'm just kidding. I really don't like the Jets' chances. I don't think they have any chance in this game. They're going to try to run the ball. They're not going to be able to. It's going to be all on Geno Smith. The Patriots are going to force a bunch of turnovers and roll in this game. I'll go 27-10.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.